ProFlowRadio.com.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Yeah, you know.
Hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
Yo, what's happening?
Well, I apologize for the delay, man. I really appreciate you, being there to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? You definitely know how the business works. That's for sure.
That's good. How you been, man?
Man, it's been a minute. It's been a minute, bro. But I know you've been out here.
Crazy. Man, I'm just trying to get it like everybody.
Yeah, man. So what's been going on with you, though, man?
Man, just been working on a few things. You know what I'm saying? Trying to really get like a lot of these artists down here in Canton. Motivated and just kind of schooling them a little bit. Yeah, a lot of consulting, basically.
You know what I'm saying?
Because a lot of these guys really ain't hip to a lot of things that's going on. So, I just kind of pull them aside like, look, I know what you think, but everything ain't really the way you think it is. So you might want to look at it from this angle.
Good. So, I'm not familiar with what's going on with you right now, but I know what you were doing in the past. Before all these other people in Akron and Cleveland was trying to do it, you was doing it, video-wise, which is beyond the times of when you were doing it. Now the YouTube is out and all this stuff is out now where digital video and all that stuff is just extremely popular, but you was doing that as a pioneer, and you were doing it in Ohio, a state that technically at the time only had a few people that were like doing it big, Now everybody's trying to do it big. All right, bro. So I'm sitting here chilling with my homeboy, Al Mecca. And Al Mecca is a representative of the Cleveland area. My man, Al Mecca, can you tell the audience where they can find you at on the internet? Just any way they can just easily find you on the internet.
Man, right now you can hit me up on Facebook, Al Mecca. You can hit me up on Twitter, Al Mecca. Those are my means of communications right now to see what I got going on. And I do want to clarify that it's Canton.
I'm sorry. You said Cleveland.
Yeah, you said Cleveland. It's Canton. 330 all day, every day.
That's funny because I was wondering. When I saw the number, I'm thinking, I keep saying Cleveland, but I'm like, this number, this 330 number.
I was born in the 216, but I was raised in the 330. So it's all love, but Canton is home, and actually Akron has always been my second home. I've always got so much love up in Akron. I like the 330. We get it in.
Definitely, man. I want to kind of familiarize the audience with the history of who Al Mecca is. Can you give them a brief description of what Illmatic TV was like?
Okay, I started Illmatic TV. It's been a while now.
Yeah.
And basically, I just wanted to showcase what was really just going on in the hood. And how it all started, I remember one summer, I bought a camcorder. So I just videotaped the whole summer, just run around, acting silly, sitting outside the bars, I'm hitting up the block, hitting up the parks, and I'm just filming it. And then one of me and my homies was just sitting back one day, we was watching some of the footage. He's like, oh man, that'd be crazy if you had a TV show. And he's just really kind of bugging out. Then the next day I woke up,
let's do that. Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I got in the phone book, because I knew nobody that was doing any type of filming at all. I didn't know who to consult with. I didn't know who to ask. So, I did it old school. We wasn't Googling nothing. I let my friends do the walking. You know what I'm saying? Hopped in the phone book, called Time on the Cable. Okay, what do I got to do? They let me know. Then I'm like, okay, but I don't even know anybody with editing equipment.
It wasn't out back then.
Yeah, so what happened, I end up going back to the phone book, video editing. And I just went with the first name. It was Argus Vidicon. Mm-hmm. And then, I set up appointment to meeting. It was just cool hippie type dude. You know, we bonded, you know, we clicked, and, you know, and then thing is, he loved what I was doing. So, you know what I'm saying, he was showing me love as far as, you know, supporting me with what he could do, you know, from the editing side. And then, you know, it just pretty much just took off.
Definitely.
You know, and for a while, it was like the number one public access show in Northeast Ohio, period.
It was a real good look for you. You know, I had met you at Rolling Acres Mall, and you gave me a lot of
I remember that. You shot me an email, and we met up in the mall. That was when the mall used to jump.
I remember we met right by City Blue, you know what I'm saying? We sat over there, like, by Toys R Us, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, not Toys R Us, but KB Toy Store, I think it was at the time. Let me ask, are you still doing any kind of video at all?
Actually, yes. I am preparing for the Illmatic TV comeback.
What?
And it's only for one reason.
Why?
Because we're bringing Illmatic TV back, and it's only for one reason. And it's kind of like what the OJs said. You got to give the people what they want. Because it's like I have so many people... They just keep asking me about it, and people want to be a part of it. People want to be on the team. Shout out to Stackboy Media. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go ahead and put this together. You know, and basically, it's more that there's a demand for it. You know, I've been, you know, I sat back and I've been peeping the scene because I study everything. I'm very on it when it comes to just keeping up with what everybody's doing. I study the game inside and out. And I see a lot of cats, I see what they're trying to do, but they still, I'm like, even after all these years, it's like a lot of these cats still can't even get the love that I was getting. So I'm just going to go ahead, just take my time, and we're going to bring it back. Really, because it's just a demand for it, which makes it that much easier. Because, you know, like, as a music artist, it's hard to get your music out when there's no demand for it.
You guys gave the independent artist an opportunity to be heard and seen. I think, you know, being heard is easy because you get on the internet, go submit your music to all these different sites, you can get out there. But, like, to be seen correctly, you know, with the right presentation, that's what you guys had, you know. And you guys were working with different circumstances. You weren't, like, in a particular booth all the time shooting at the same place. You know, you guys were going different places, just random shooting, live, random type things. It's a very impressive, important thing for the independent artists to show them in their element. So, you know, we definitely need that. Like you said, you know, we're waiting on that back for sure. I know. I mean, well, of course, they say if they find you on the internet as under Al Mecca, should they hit you up and then, like, I guess, present themselves to you like a demo or whatever?
Yeah, just hit me up, like, on Facebook. You know, I get stuff through the inbox all the time, you know what I'm saying? You know, just let me know what you got going, and I definitely, you know, I respond to all my messages.
Okay.
I always respond, yeah. You know, I don't care how stacked up it get, I always take the time to get back at cats, because, like, I'm a very avid supporter of independent music, and I think right now, more than any time, is I'll be telling cats, man, you don't need a deal. You don't need a deal.
Sure don't.
You know, just push it through the internet, you know, and you can do numbers. Like, you take a guy like Al Pacino.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing his thing.
Been doing it for a minute. Now, was he ever on the show?
No. We never had the opportunity to get Amp on the show, but that's why I will make sure I get him on this go around. I know at the time, really, because Amp was doing his thing, but the man at that particular time was King Locust.
Oh, yeah. Is he still locked up?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's still locked up, and I still sustain contact with him and the CEO of New Breed at the time, Ricky
okay.
Reup. Yeah, Ricky Reup, that's like my brother, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, yeah, you know, I stay in touch with my peoples. You know, but I tell cats, man, you got to stay on this independent thing, just put your music out. Plus, it's like a lot of times, it's like my premise for interviews, I always interview because from a fan's perspective, I'm really interested in what you're doing. I'm not into the controversy. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, as far as trying to get them to say something outlandish or nothing. I really want to know about you and your music and what you got going on, you know. Because I'm a fan.
Right, you say you want to hear real music. You don't want to hear the hype and the controversy and whatever they're trying to do to sell the music if they don't believe in the music. You know, just sell the music, you know, I feel you. I wanted to ask you, like, I want you to give the, because, you know, you was talking about artists that, you know, need to push their independent albums and, you know, not really worry about that dream record deal and just use the tools that are out here now that are working. Now, aside from that advice, can you give the, like, a starving artist, especially from Ohio, can you give them advice, like, just how to...
Man, honestly, what people fail to realize is, you know, on the internet, you had that thing called www. dot whatever.
Right.
You have access to the world. Quit just promoting locally. When you on the internet, Facebook, and all the other social sites, start getting friends in China. Just post your music up. That's all you gotta do. Just put on, because they understand our music.
They sure
they
do.
Love our music. You know, and then just really get out here and be seen, do as many shows as you can, and be visible. You know, hit up all these other towns. Like, a lot of times, like, let's take Northeast Ohio, for example.
Yeah.
Like, people always want to, you know, try to be big in Cleveland, which is cool, and that can happen. But at the same time, you know, you still have smaller areas to where you can really promote your music, and they will actually buy it. Like Wooster, Barberton, you know what I'm saying? Your New Philadelphia's, you know, Maslin, you know what I'm saying? All these little smaller towns like that. Hey, it don't always got to be about the big city. Yeah. You know, especially if you go to a smaller town and ain't too much jumping, you could be the livest thing there.
That's a good idea, because I'm looking for that. You know, I'm still trying to figure out a way to take over the area when it comes to their belief in you. So make sure I have to apply those small techniques. You know, like you said, they're small cities or small areas, but, you know, you could make a lot of impact in that area.
Yeah, because a buzz is a buzz. Flat out.
No matter where. Yeah, I feel you.
You know, because a lot of guys got to understand, you know, when you, especially in Cleveland, if you're really trying to get your name out in Cleveland, you really got to work. You just can't show up. Cleveland has a lot of politics. It's who you link up with. Oh, yeah. Because I'm telling you, one of the top dogs in Cleveland, I always recommend, a good friend of mine is Quincy Taylor. You know, hit him up on the book, tell him Al Mecca sent you. He's definitely a great plug to have in Cleveland metropolis area.
All righty. Now, with you speaking on, of course, this Northeastern Ohio area, a lot of MCs or artists or singers or whatever, they always got complaints about this area. They may say that ain't enough opportunity here. They may say that people are too clicked up, or they may say this is a hater state. You know, what would you say to people saying those things that are trying to make it in the game?
They hate everywhere. Everywhere I've been, they hate. That come along with the territory. You know, and then sometimes you got to work twice as hard. Sometimes that's just what it boils down to. You know, it's like you roll up in somebody else's spot, you know, and they like, well, who are you? Where are you from? Mm-hmm. And you got to work twice as hard. And then you have people, like, from your hometown. This is what happens in your hometown sometimes. It's like they feel like they know you since, you know, elementary, junior high school. So they only going to perceive you in a certain light, and they don't really want to give it up to you too much. But you can't even worry about that. I think the problem is more people worry about who don't support what they're doing and who don't really appreciate their music, instead of focusing on the people that do. So the people that like it, that's your sales. You can't always convert people, and you can't argue nobody into liking your product. Mm-hmm. So keep it moving. And a lot of times, there's a big misconception as far as he a hater. He ain't like my song. I'm sorry, dog. I don't like everything I hear on the radio.
Right.
And if somebody can tell you that they don't like that song and tell you why, they're not a hater. They just don't, you know, it's just not a connection with that particular song, or it might be your style. You know, and it's not that they don't, you know, respect you, but they just might not be into that style of music.
I know that's right, man. That's some deep stuff, because, like you say, I've just realized it myself, you know, I've heard that there was a certain, like as a musician, you're supposed to learn who you are and what you offer. And you have to learn your fans and what you give to them. And then you have to give that to them. Now, you told me to basically focus on the people that are already receiving you and are down for you, the fans that have proved themselves in a way. Now, you got the people out here that are worried about the MCs, I mean, the people that don't like your music. But like you say, you should be focusing on the people that are already liking your music and are waiting on you, and they're your fans already. You know, cater to that crowd and build that crowd, because they're out there waiting on you.
Yeah, because that crowd can definitely build. You know, all of a sudden, you know, say you doing something, say you do a random show, then you got 10 people that's feeling you. You know, then the next time they might tell they little clicks of, you know, like, hey, man, you need to check so-and-so out, boom, boom, boom. And then just slowly, you know, just build it up. And then the key, too, is putting it out there. Just, you know, because you figure the more you put out, the better reception you're going to get. Because it's pretty much playing the odds.
Right.
Because you figure what? The population of actual bodies in the United States is how many, you know, is a crazy number.
Right.
But most artists only go platinum on a great run.
Exactly.
So that's only a million people out of so you know what I'm saying?
Out of a billion? Yeah, you know. You can do it. It's possible, you know what I'm saying? But you got to play the game and you got to play it right.
Yeah.
It's just like a card game in a way.
Just play the numbers. The more music that you get out to people to hear, the better odds are of you building your fan base.
Go ahead.
Some people gonna like it and some people not gonna like it. And that's just how I go with everything else.
You got your likes and your dislikes, and all you can do is just keep moving forward and putting that music out there and finding those likes. That makes a lot of sense. Those common sense stuff, you know, people just don't realize that. Now, I wanted to ask you, because I know you know you've met a lot of different individuals. You've shot video with a lot of individuals. What's the worst thing that you think you see when people come to do something professional? What's some things that you hate, like that you want people not to do anymore? You know,
I hate when people act. You know, they like they about to win an Oscar. Quit trying to be. You know, when you're you, you don't have to act like you.
You right though. Yeah, you gotta play this character role.
Yeah, and that's where people, they get caught, so caught up into this little character's like, just tone it down. You know, now if you're a wild child and that's how you are from sun up to sundown, I can accept that. But don't be all of a sudden you gotta hit the switch and then become, you know, just be you. Cause ultimately fans wanna know who you are. A little bit of fantasy involved, but you know they just want to know who you really are, because you know that helps with your relationship with your fans. You know, that's how certain people know they can relate. That's why a lot of mainstream artists I don't feel, because I don't relate to them.
Now let me ask you about, I got two particular artists in Ohio on mine. One's a group and one's like a solo act that's recently got kind of some notoriety in the national scene. Of course, Machine Gun Kelly, he's from Cleveland, right?
Right.
Okay, now, now I know he's got like a real strong buzz right now with that Wild Boy song. What you think about what they got going on?
Machine Gun Kelly has honestly worked very hard. He's not an overnight success at all. I've been hearing about his name. Actually, even when I was doing Illmatic TV back in the day, you know what I'm saying? I was hearing about about this dude. So he's paid his dues.
All right.
And I'm never going to knock a person who's been in it for a lengthy period of time, and then his time has come. You know, so long as he's making good business decisions, I'm not, I mean, his music is cool. That's not really my personal preference. Yeah. But for the style of music he does, he's good at it. And I do think if they handle it right, he can have, you know, a lot of longevity in the game. Yeah. I think he can really be around for a while because you got to look at his crowd. Look at his audience. They going to have his back and they going to support him.
You got that right. What about the Kennel? Because the Kennel, you know, they was out a long time ago and they're still out.
Well, the Kennel's still on their grind. You know, and they doing all that hard party music. And, you know, they trying to stay relevant out here and they kicking it. You know, my son liked the Kennel, and that's cool for me.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, dude. That's what's up.
Yeah, you know, because that's, you know, like a lot of who their music is kind of targeted toward.
Yeah.
And they've been getting it in, because matter of fact, and then as people, they cool. Because I remember we was at the Walmart out here in North Canton.
Yeah.
And seen the bus. So, you know, we was coming out the Walmart and, you know, put our stuff up. And we walked over to them and, you know, they signed the little posters for my dude and whatnot.
Yeah.
And, you know, took some pictures with him. You know, and they're very fan friendly. And,
yeah.
And that's highly respected.
Yeah. That's what's
you know,
fine. That's
and they do their thing. Well, people fail to realize I listen to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you post it and I catch it in my news feed, or if you actually put it on my page, I'm going to listen to it. Just make it good.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxi.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow M4 Radio.